A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire, the beginning of the fall of the Franconians, the rise of Pope Pascal II. Upon the death of Urban II, Pascal II became pope. Immediately, he sought to ensure that his throne would not be threatened by Clement III, who was still being held in Albano, and Norman troops were dispatched to drive Clement further away into hiding. Clement died the next year, but his supporters still clung to the hope that the Gregorian popes would fail. Despite Clement's failure, he was a better man and a better pope than Urban. Few questioned his character and integrity, but many could question the motives and character of Gregorian popes. While Pascal was away on business, Clement's supporters met secretly at night in Rome. They elected and consecrated Theodoric as pope, but his reign was the last but a few months. When Pascal returned with Norman troops, Theodoric attempted to flee to Germany, hoping that Henry IV would support him. Instead, he was captured and imprisoned in a monastery by the Normans. That same year, another feeble attempt was made to raise a Clementine pope. Albert, sometimes called Aldobert, was elected by the Clementines, but rioting in Rome ensured that he would never sit on the papal throne. He fled to safety, so he thought, of Marcello, but through bribery, he was handed over to the Normans, who imprisoned him in another monastery. Pascal's ascension was assured, and even Henry IV was wise enough to recognize the fact. It would be another 4 years before Pascal's enemies would appoint another rival pope named Sylvester IV. But after warfare between Pascal's supporters and Sylvester's, the latter was eventually forced to Ancona, where he remained until Henry V's coronation. By the time of Clement's death, Henry IV was desperately trying to make amends with the pope. He had outlived two enemy popes, but he had not outlived his excommunication. It seemed that Henry was willing to do anything except forfeit his right of investiture. This was the issue that neither Henry nor Pascal would waver on. By this time, the emperor was clearly second fiddle to the papacy, and if the emperor had not the right to appoint his own bishops, then he feared he would become little more than a puppet of the pope. Owing to the vast power of the bishops, this was not entirely paranoid. But in England, Henry I, who had become king in 1100, had to agree to forfeit investiture on the condition that the appointed bishop give homage to the king. France likewise required an oath of allegiance to the king. Henry, however, would not compromise on this relation, and as a result, his relationship with Pascal deteriorated very, very quickly. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Geary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.